Oh, there you go. You don't want to be the fault of that one. Yeah, if it rains that day, you could be in trouble. I'm safe. I'm over here. It's harder for people to get at me. Not too much is going on. Been working on my HF antenna again today. I think I got it all straightened out. I just got to raise it up some more and tie it down. Should be okay, I hope.
Oh, sounds good. You'll definitely have to send some pictures once you get it all raised up and everything situated.
Oh, I will, for sure. Absolutely. Well, Paul, you have a good evening, and hope you have a good day tomorrow, I would say.
88.
And 73.
Hey, you guys have a great evening and a great day as well. And I think I heard you say you're going to be at Ham Happening, so we will see you there. Have a good one, you two, 73 and 88.
Oh, you bet. Yes, we'll be at that swap meet at the curling rink, so we got to go.
Sounds good. We'll see you there. 7-3, guys.
Yeah, there. Is there anybody else out there who would like to come and join us for the second half of the ice cap net? Go ahead.
VA7XM.
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform, Uniform.
Uniform, Uniform. And I heard you, Mark. Yankee Uniform, Uniform. What's your name?
The name here is Jason.
Right, okay. Hold on a sec. Is there anybody else? Well, doesn't sound like it. Go ahead there, XM.
Good evening, James. Good evening, Nikki. Of course, it's Mark, VA7XM. Nothing special tonight. Just saw what time it was, and I thought, I got to get out and get on the radio and say hi.
Absolutely. And hi right back at you. I have you know that I was working on my HF antenna. I think I've straightened everything out perfectly now. It's just raise it up the last 15 feet and tie it down. Should be good. And reroute the coax, put a connector on it, plug it in. I've even started hooking up my power source for the meters.
Well, I'm expecting some pictures and some big signal reports.
I can only hope. We'll certainly put a couple hundred watts into it and see how it performs, hopefully very well. Either way, it's all good. Thanks for dropping by. Anything else for the net?
Just the 73 and some 88s.
Well, thank you, and 88.
And 73. And Yankee Uniform, Uniform. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening. Thanks for the junkin, and 73 and 88.
88.
And 73. Is there anybody else out there who'd like to come and join us at Ice Cap? Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray, Gerald.
Mike Tango X-ray. Go ahead, Gerald. You have the floor.
James and Nikki, hope you're having a good evening. Yeah, it was a difficult choice for supper today. I just was out and about, getting really tired and dehydrated, and trying to figure out what I'm going to eat in the mall, and then I figured, I'll go back to my neighborhood and have some pho. And, yeah, you hit the spot. So I feel good now. So Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray, back to the net, and hope everybody has a good night. 73.
Yeah, 88.
And 73. We'll talk again. Anybody else out there would like to come and join us at the ice cap? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta.
Mike Quebec Delta. You have the floor, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening, James and Nikki. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta. Just relaxing here. Just turned on the radio and started listening to some of the nets. I have I've been MIA for three nights. We just came back from camping a couple hours ago, so just trying to relax and hopefully enjoy the rest of the evening. Anyway, that's all I have for you.
Well, that's okay. Good signal into the repeater tonight. Yeah, just go enjoy yourself and relax after spending a few days out in the wilderness. Other than that, you take care. 73 and
88.
Oh, more motorcycles going by. Is there anybody else out there who'd like to come and join us at the ice cap meet? Please come now.
I think that's a no.
Well, I don't want to just plug it up with useless talk. Let's...
My talk is useless.
Oh, no, your talk isn't useless, but hanging around waiting, you can talk. Go ahead. Oh, I think I'm in trouble.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. You know, I got these, I forget what they're called. They're connectors, and they go onto my power supply. Oh, Anderson pole connectors. Man, oh man, I did a whole bunch of connectors before, and it worked great, no problem. But this time around, for whatever reason, I had this mind block. Some issue in my head, just couldn't connect. How to get the connector to fit in there, and it wouldn't go no matter what I did. Until I set it down and left for a few days and came back again and picked it up and went, oh, right, click. Oh, gosh, how did that happen?
Well, at least you recognize the sign that you had to walk away.
Oh, yeah, walk away or get mad. So, that's my connector for the meter. I just got to run another one to the actual power supply. Another one to my 300-watt tuner. And after that, I think I got them all. Oh, no, I got one more meter. So, yeah, I guess 3 meters to hook up.
It's contagious, James. You have to be careful.
Done for the
I got it, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I walked on you. Try again.
It's contagious, James. Yeah, I got it, too.
You got it, too? Yeah. I don't know what's with that.
Yeah, I was at the store and couldn't figure out where the barcode was. So silly.
Barcode. Yeah, I look for the barcode on the water all the time. I forget that it's on the bottom. Oh, well. Well, I'll try one more time. Is there anybody out there who'd like to come and join us at the Ice Cap Net? Please come ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Bravo November.
Oh, Victor Echo 7, Bravo November. Where are you coming in from?
That's a logical question. Yeah, we're back home at the home QTH here in North Cowichan.
Also, might as well check in Janine.
Victor, Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November. Hey, James. Hey, Nikki.
We just got back, a bunch of hours ago. We were up by Kissinger Lake, which is about, 50 minutes on a dirt road northwest of Lake Cowichan.
Oh, I thought you were going north. You'd be gone for a few weeks.
No, that's next week. That's when we start
next
making
Thursday.
Yeah, we start making our trek towards North Island. Yeah, but it was good. No cell coverage there, no nothing, just Starlink. And actually, I was getting blurps of RPT on VHF. I suppose if I took the time to put up a little bit better on, I might have actually pulled it in a bit. It was actually just sort of trickling in.
Stranger things have been known to happen. Yeah. Well, let's see. I've been working on my HF antenna. We've been out and about trying to stay out of trouble, though I seem to get into trouble really easily.
No, not you. How are you making out with your HF antenna?
Well, I got the last of the bends out today. I got a couple of guide wires up so that when I can put it up as far as I can, and I can just pull it tight up against the post and hope for the best. Just got to restring some coax, put on a connector, and on the word.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll probably bring up my air gun launcher and launch a wire up into the tree when we go camping, and bring my HF rig with me, see if I can get anything out of there on one of those lakes.
Well, that's a week away, so I'll still have time to get the rest of it done. And I'll be listening on my 480HX. That's the power-hungry unit.
Yeah, maybe we can see if we can have a queue so they're on 20 meters or something there.
Yeah, that sounds good. 20 is good. But you got no cell service, so we'll have to plan a day.
And I'll have Starlink so I can message you, signal or whatever.
Oh, well, then do that. Let me know when you're ready. Hopefully I will be too. I don't see a problem, though. Just a connector, reroute the coax under the deck, and it'll be on the air on a power cord from my meter.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yes. Have you and Nikki been out for ice cap and out and back already?
Out and stayed. I'm in the parking lot of the upper wood.
Oh, okay. I never checked in on. I never checked to see if you're on the blasting me on the input, or are you going through All-Star?
I'm going direct, right on RPT's VHF.
Oh yeah, I checked. Yeah, you're hitting me more stronger than RPT is.
Yeah. right here on this part of the lot, it's a perfect signal so far.
Yeah, you must be at the closer one to me then, right? Timmy's closer to my place?
Nope, I'm on the upper one, closest to me, across from Best Buy.
Oh, there. Wow, you're in a great spot then. Yeah, you're hitting me really solid on the input. Yeah, all right. All right, good show. I guess we'll back out of here, and we'll catch up with you later there, James.
Sounds good. All right, take care. 7-3, yeah.
88.
Is there anybody else that would like to get in? This is our last call.
Victor Echo 7, Delta Oscar Juliet.
Delta Oscar Juliet. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Good evening, James and Nikki. It's quite nice here in Lansville. Starting to cool off. It's 18 degrees here now, and we're just starting to settle down for the evening. Victor Echo 7, Delta Oscar Juliet. Name here is Jack, but...
Hello, Jack. It is a nice evening, nice and relaxing. Still showing 21 degrees outside the car. Calm, no wind at the moment, and, it's easy to see all the mountains.
I'm just trying to get used to. Today I got my first set of dentures, a partial upper denture, and trying to get used to that. Feels a little different, and certainly eating was quite a bit different today. The 70 OJ.
Oh, yes, I understand. All the way. All right, well, Jack, thanks for dropping by. Hopefully we'll hear you in there next week. Until then, have a good week, good weekend, and
88.
And 73. Hold on.